This is Northwest News from KPLU. Many longtime Seattleites worry new housing developments are disrupting the look and feel of their neighborhoods. But many developers worry restrictions on new projects would hurt the city's ability to accommodate a population surge. Last summer, we explored how this tension is playing out in Seattle's 4th City Council District, just north of Lake Union and the Montlake Cut. As our series Back on the Block continues, KPLU's Kyle Stokes asked the candidates in District 4 about the balance they'd strike on the issue of housing.
The tiny home behind Marianne Fordyce's back fence is getting torn down. Three-story condos are going up in its place, and Fordyce is not happy about it. Not only because it'll be closer to her property line, but because of how it'll look, boxy and modern.
I embrace change in reason, with reason. I totally do.
When I visited Fordyce at her home in Wallingford before the primary in July, she walked me out her front door, took me to the end of her street, and pointed out another set of condos that are not boxy or modern.
Do I like the look of it? Not really, but it looks good enough. I
mean, it looks like the neighborhood.
It's like the neighborhood.
Gabled roofs and it's wood siding on the outside.
Yeah, they're more within the scale and the look of the neighborhood, and those are okay with me.
Faced with projections that Seattle will add 100,000 people to its population by 2035, Mayor Ed Murray has proposed what he terms a grand bargain. Grant developers some flexibility in exchange for promising to build more units of affordable housing. But then there's Fordyce's concern. Neighbors who say, I don't oppose multifamily development, but can we talk about how it looks in a single-family neighborhood? It's a question both candidates for the open seat in District 4 get a lot.
So I'm knocking on doors last weekend in Windermere.
Here's one of the candidates, urban planner and mass transit advocate Rob Johnson.
And somebody brings up to me the idea of duplexes and triplexes in Windermere and says, you know, that's just not going to work here. And I pulled out my cell phone and I showed him a picture of a triplex in Windermere. And they said, well, that actually looks really consistent with sort of the development that we have in the neighborhood.
In fact, both candidates in District 4 like the grand bargain. They just say few residents know what's in it.
All they heard was lot line to lot line construction, do whatever you want. And that's not what the proposal was.
That's Michael Maddox, a paralegal and Democratic Party activist who's running against Johnson. Like his opponent, Maddox wants to start asking neighborhoods about how greater housing density should look and feel.
Those are all things that are frankly easy to do if, as a city, we're willing to have those conversations with the residents in our city. But recognizing that people are coming into our city, that our children are going to be growing up and might want to continue to live in our city, and we can't stop all growth because that's just going to make it even worse.
Neither of them are talking about conversation in an abstract way. They want to empower neighborhood organizations to be a part of the planning process. Johnson calls it
giving everybody the sandbox. We're going to say you're going to take this number of units, but we're not going to tell you where, and we're not going to tell you what it looks like, and we're going to leave it up to you to help us determine where and what it looks like.
Johnson and Maddox both cited a city planning process in the 90s. It involved a lot of community meetings, and they say neighbors came away happier with the results.
It's organic, and it's from the neighborhoods, it's from the communities, as opposed to here's four options. Vote online which one you think is the best.
So housing development policy isn't really the biggest point of contrast between Maddox and Johnson. The biggest contrast is style. Johnson is more of a policy wonk, and Maddox is more of an activist. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.